I have a friend, Wayne Smith, who used to always say, there's no such thing as a bad short sermon. I've got good news for you today. The sermon is short. And so if that is good news for you, then there you go. But don't be calling in for an earlier tea time or any of that, because the deal is there's that short sermon. And then we're going to take 15 minutes or so. And throughout our building, we've got booths set up of all the different ministries that we're involved in. There are things that we're involved in here in the church. There are things that we're involved in out in the community. And then there are things that we're involved in around the world. And if you plan on doing a circle around the building, on the inside, okay, you don't have to go outside, on the inside, and you're going to get a chance to kind of see all of those things, okay? And so it's just, it's going to be fun. It's interactive. You can ask questions if people are at the booth. What we're hoping is that there might be one or two things that kind of catch your eye that you might want more information about. And so we're just hoping this is going to be a day to talk about serving, okay? And we'll kind of get to the tennis rackets again in just a bit. But I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about the things that we're going to get to talk about today. So let me ask you this question. When you hear the words, "your serve," what comes to mind? Well, if you're Venus Williams, or if you're Rafael Nadal, or any number of other pro tennis players, it means one thing. If you're enlisting in the military, "your serve" means something completely different. If you work for Chick-fil-A, it's "how may I serve you, and it would be my pleasure, only not on Sundays." Okay, we don't do it then. If you're playing pickleball, feel free to serve, but not into the kitchen. And some of you have no idea what that means. Okay. You may enjoy being served at a restaurant, but if you're afraid you're about to be sued, the last thing in the world that you want is to be served, right? Your serve is what we're going to be talking about for the next 3 weeks. Mark Mobley has an uncle who was a great tennis coach, and thus the tennis rackets. He and Alice did such a great job getting our set to look this way for these next few weeks. But we want this theme of serving to permeate everything that we're going to be talking about. And I want to talk to you today about what it means to serve as a follower of Jesus. Okay, here at Nelson Christian Church, we have two banners up on the wall that we have all the time. One of them says, "Love God, love people, and build a bridge to Jesus." That's our mission. Okay, that is our purpose as a church. It's why we're here. It's why we exist. It's based on the great commandments, love God, love people, and it's based on the Great Commission, go and make disciples. We like this idea of building a bridge to help people come to Christ. Now, the other banner over here has three words on it, okay? It has worship, connect, and serve. And if you want to think about it this way, those words are our strategy to fulfill our mission. Let me explain to you what I mean. The word worship means to attach highest value to something. Whatever you love the most is what you worship. And so we see worship as corresponding to our mission of loving God. Okay, corporate worship here with our brothers and sisters in Christ happen right here in the church building on Sundays. But hopefully, private worship happens for you at home as well, just you and Jesus. Now, the word connect is about building relationships. It corresponds to loving people. We do that here in the church building and within our church family through small groups and Bible studies and ministry teams and youth group and children's ministry and special events and any number of other things. Now, we also encourage you to connect out in the community, right? We want you to encourage, or we want you to connect with your neighbors. We want you to connect with people at work, with people at school, with maybe you have kids or grandkids who play sports, and you meet a lot of the same parents and grandparents every time that you're there. We want you to build relationships there because we connect with other people so that we can show them Christ's love, and so hopefully we can help impact them for eternity. But then there's this word serve, and it corresponds to building bridges to Jesus. See, we believe as a church that the best bridges are built through serving. That if we want to help people see Jesus, experience Jesus, come to Jesus, serving opens the door for that. Not serving a tennis ball, Not serving a dinner, necessarily. Not serving overseas or serving papers to somebody who doesn't want to be served. We're talking about serving others in the name of Christ. And we do that here in the church building. We do that out in the community. And we do it around the world through the missions that we support. Each of those three words, worship, connect, and serve, has an element of application that happens right here at 1760 New Shepherdsville Road. But also, we have a responsibility to take these things, the worship, connect, and serve, out into our lives and into the world. We talked last week about the Apostle Peter. Listen to what he wrote in 1 Peter 4:7. He said, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms." Notice he began by saying the end of all things is near. Man, you just turn on the news and you probably agree with that. But what this means is that time is short, so do what matters. Time is short, do what matters. He says, think clearly. He says, control yourself. He says, pray to the Lord. And then he talks about using our gifts. Peter is telling us to use our energy, to use our time wisely, because we don't know how long we've got. Nobody has any idea how much time we have left here on earth. So we need to be doing what counts. I want to ask you a question, and this is not just some gimmicky kind of question. I really want you to think about this. What are you doing now that will matter 100 years from now? Now, if you're a mom or a dad, if you're a grandparent, that should be fairly easy to answer with investing in the next generation. But even beyond that, Jesus said, if you give somebody a cup of cold water in my name because you belong to me, you will be rewarded. Friends, when we serve other people in Jesus' name, we are literally investing in eternity. We're impacting people for eternity. I mean, you think about it. If you serve somebody, and because of your interaction, your connection, they take one step closer to Jesus. They might be miles away from Jesus, but they take a step closer. Then somebody else comes along and loves them in the name of Jesus and serves them in the name of Jesus. And they take another step closer and then another step closer. Someday, they may step so close to Jesus that they cross the line of faith and they give their heart and their life to Christ and they are changed forever. And what you have done, what you've been involved with, it doesn't matter for 100 years, it doesn't matter for 1,000 years or 10,000 years, it matters for eternity. It's unbelievable what we have the opportunity to do. Man, if your entire existence is you go to work, you come home, you have some dinner, you watch TV, you go to bed, and the next day you do it all over again, you may be missing what God has called you to do that really matters. Nothing wrong with work, obviously, or dinner, or bed, or even a little TV in moderation. But we are called to serve, and if we refuse to do that, we're missing what God has for us. In fact, Peter suggests here that love compels us. Right? We serve because we love. Listen again to what he said. Love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Now, that's a really strange phrase. This does not mean that if you serve other people and you love other people, then God's going to forgive your sins. Like you're earning forgiveness, that you're going to get your own sins covered by how nice you are. This actually refers back to the book of Proverbs. Let me just show you real quickly. Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. When you have hatred in your heart, then when somebody sins against you, you get mad at them, you want everybody else to be mad at them, so you tell everybody what they've done, and you get them mad at them too, and then you keep bringing up and keep thinking about and keep remembering why you're so mad, and it's not God-honoring. But he says, if you have love in your heart, somebody sins against you, then you're going to work to try to smooth over the hurt, You're not going to just bury it. You're going to deal with it. But then you're going to try to push it aside. You're going to move on, and you're going to let love take over. Love covers over the sins. In Proverbs 17:9, it says the same thing. He who covers over an offense promotes love. But whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. Love covers sins. When we love other people, we see their faults less and less. Love motivates us. It motivates us to serve. Because we love people, we want to show them our love by how we treat them, how we serve them, what we do for them. And then Peter says, again, verse 9, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. You ever been grumbling in your mind or under your breath when you were offering hospitality? He says, look, we are here for others. Number 3, we're here for others. Hospitality is literally love in action. Sometimes we think about hospitality as setting a nice table. Somebody comes over, you say, can I get you something to drink? Here, let me take your coat. Here, sit here. You're thinking, I wish I was sitting there, but I'll let you sit in the nicest seat, right? We think about hospitality that way. But man, in ancient times, hospitality meant so much more than that. When somebody came into your home, there was a responsibility on your part to care for them, to meet their needs, even to protect them. It's not like there was an inn or a hotel on every corner in ancient times. They might be hard to come by. People would often have a stranger come and spend the night in their home. To serve them a meal, it would just happen without question. It's just what people did. Hospitality wasn't just hosting a party. It was meeting people's needs. It was about meeting needs, and that's the key to serving. We serve God by serving other people. We see a need, we meet a need. We see a need, we meet a need. Friends, that's the bottom line today. As simplistic as it sounds, just as maybe mundane as it feels to you, see a need, meet a need. Listen again to 1 Peter 4:10. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Let that verse sink in. When we use our gifts to serve, we are administering, we are sharing, we are providing, we are spreading around God's grace. Grace is God's unmerited, undeserved favor. So when we serve, we are actually spreading grace to people. We don't just serve people who deserve it. We serve because of what God has done for us. We use our gifts, number 4, and then we share God's grace. We use our gifts, we share God's grace. When we do that, we're showing other people God's favor. Now, just quickly, this just take about a minute. Let me show you how that played out a couple weeks ago. Watch this. It wasn't all fun and games. Jonathan earned the right to juggle because he was the one up on the roof of the kids' playset with a gallon of stain and a paintbrush in his hand. Okay, a lot of good things happened that day, a lot of serving. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. And you might say, well, painting and staining, that's not my gift. Well, you know what? Everybody's got something, right? Everybody has a gift. Everybody does something pretty well. It might be a gift that you were born with. It might be a gift that you have worked hard to cultivate. It might be a gift that the Holy Spirit has given to you by the power of God. But everybody has a gift, and we're supposed to use that gift to serve and to show people God's grace. Man, there are so many ways that you can serve right here at Nelson Christian Church. There are ways that you can serve around Nelson County, and there are ways that you can invest and serve halfway around the world. It's why we're having a ministry fair today, so that you can see the possibilities, all right? If you're not serving somewhere in the church or in the community or in the world, something, I really believe this, something's not getting done that God wants to have done. Peter says each one should use his or her gift to serve. Each and every one of us needs to be fulfilling our responsibility. And maybe you're a great cook. And you say, well, yeah, but we don't cook on Sunday mornings at church. Right, but Room in the Inn serves people who out in the community who are homeless, and there are meals every day. And there's opportunities to plug in and to serve there. We have meals that get prepared for people who've had surgery or people who have had a death or in some way their family needs some love and care and attention. Maybe you're musical. And maybe you play an instrument or you sing and you want to come and get kind of plugged in up here. I love that Oakley led our first song. I love that Mo led our second song. I said, Mo, you remind me of Hank Williams. He said, yeah, but I'll be sober when I sing on Sunday. Sorry. Anyway, that was great. Everybody has different gifts, right? Right up here. All around the building, there are these kind of booths, tables set up to kind of show you different things. This is for worship, right up here on stage. And for worship on Sunday morning, it's not just about playing a musical instrument or singing. We have tech people in the back who have different levels of training before they came and said, hey, I'd be glad to help. And we plug them in with kind of doing the slides or helping with the soundboard. And man, we have video editing that has to happen every week to get our service up on YouTube. And we have a couple of people who help with that, but we'd love to have some more people help with that. And there's just different ways. That's just one area of ministry. Lots of different ways to serve. Maybe you would host a small group. Maybe you could even lead a small group. Maybe you love kids. Maybe you love babies. Maybe you're crafty. Maybe you're just a welcoming kind of person and you could greet on Sunday morning. In just a minute, we're going to kind of take a break and we're going to allow you to walk through and see the vast scope of things that we're involved in here. If you sign your name somewhere to one of these ministries, you're not signing up next week, you're serving and you're serving for the rest of your life. Okay, all you're doing if you sign your name is saying, hey, I'd like more information. I'd love to talk with somebody. Somebody could reach out to me and share with me some different ways to serve and we could see if maybe there's a need somewhere that I might be able to help with. One of my favorite cartoons, I probably told you before, it shows this older lady and she's sitting in the nursery. She's got a baby in each arm. There's a couple in her lap. There's a baby hanging on to each leg and she just looks totally, overwhelmed. And she says, Beatrice asked me to watch the nursery while she went to the bathroom. That was 27 years ago, okay? I mean, you ever had that happen? You feel like, how did I get here? How did I get stuck in this? We're not trying to get you stuck anywhere. We just want to help you have some information of some ways that you might plug in. Because I'm telling you, see a need, meet a need. God will bless you through that. Let me wrap up with this, and then we'll kind of do our exploration, okay? Last month, Gail and I got to go back to Madisonville, Kentucky. Hadn't been there in a long time, but I preached there for 3 years right out of college. And we drove past the parsonage, the first house that we lived in together for those 3 years. And next door to that house was this older home. It's gotten a little rough now, but, almost 40 years ago, the Todd sisters lived in that house. They were two elderly sisters. They had never married, and they lived there, just quiet ladies in that house, and they went to our church. And because I was the preacher of the church, in this little church, no screens on the walls, any of that, we had a bulletin that needed to be typed up and printed every week. And I went over to the Todds, and I asked them if they would consider folding the bulletins for Sunday morning. And they said they sure would be glad to do that. They were sweet ladies. And they folded our bulletins. And I'll tell you, those bulletins look nice. And it wasn't until quite some time later that I found out the reason the bulletins looked so nice, you're not going to believe this, they ironed the fold into the bulletins. You know what that is? That's crazy. I'm just kidding. No. They did that because they love the Lord and because they love the church. And I'm going to bet that maybe nobody had ever asked them to serve before. And it was this thing they could do. You don't have to be a world-class musician to serve here. You don't have to be a world-class teacher. We don't have any of those around here. But you don't have to be one of those to serve here. Okay, you don't have to be the greatest chef in the world to prepare a meal. There's any number of ways that we can serve, and we do it together. We see a need, we meet a need, and we do it because we love God and we love people. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to invite you. You can go out those doors, this door, out over here, and just kind of do a loop around the building, back through the kids' area. There's stuff set up all over. And just take 15 minutes or so and get a look. Maybe sign your name somewhere for more information. Then you're going to hear some music starting in here. Come on back in. We're going to sing one more song and take communion together as we close. Okay? Let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for this privilege, this opportunity to gather. And God, thanks for calling us to serve, that you let us serve. It's amazing. I pray that we would serve together, that we'd work together, that we would strive together, Lord, to honor you in all ways. There's so many different ways that we can plug in the church, in the community, and we can serve around the world. So help us to do that and do it well, we pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us and that you taught us what it means to serve. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.